Cecil, let's go over and see the girl that lives next door.
Oh, we're all right. Let's sit here. What do you want to chase over there for?
I have a good reason. Come on.
Nah, you don't like her. Leave her alone.
I know, but I've got on my new shoes, and I'd like to make her jealous.
Oh, what a kid trick. Why don't you grow up?
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
Well, every time she has a new dress or anything, she comes running over here.
Well, that's dumb. What do you care if she has a new dress?
Well, she likes to show off, and it makes me tired.
So now you want to run over there and sport your new shoes. I guess you think that's going to make her green-eyed with jealousy.
Well, I guess we'll stay here then.
You darn well know we will.
I don't see why you always don't want to do what I want to do.
Because you always want to do something silly.
There's nothing silly about that.
The heck there isn't.
You make me tired.
It's a good thing you're sitting down, because you can rest.
Just the same, I'd like to go over there.
You go on over. I'll wait here on the porch for you.
No, I don't want to go by myself.
Well, forget it then.
I wish I had a good excuse to go over. I could go over and borrow something.
Yeah, borrow some money and we'll go to a show.
What's the matter? Are you broke again?
Still.
Let's see now. What could I go over there for?
For no good reason. I won't go with you.
Don't. I didn't want you to anyhow.
What are you yapping about then?
Well, there's nothing else to do. I guess I can talk if I want to.
Would you just as soon whistle?
Oh, look, Cecil, look.
Where?
There. See the girl next door? She's going out.
Say, she's kind of cute.
Oh, it's only skin deep. Don't look at her.
Why don't you wave to her?
I don't want her to know that I see her. Look the other way, Cecil.
I want to get a good look at her.
She saw me out here on the porch. That's why she decided to take a walk.
Aw, oh, act your age. Why doesn't she look over here?
Oh, well, she knows I'm here.
Well, why don't you look at her then?
Well, I don't want to give her the satisfaction.
Oh, I think you're crazy.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. It's a pleasure.
See that coat she has on?
Yeah, I'll bet it costs a lot of dough.
Well, it isn't hers.
Did she borrow it?
It belongs to her mother. I'll bet her mother isn't home.
I'm going to whistle at her when she gets around here in front.
Oh, no, you won't, Cecil. We'll make out like we don't see her.
Oh, this is silly. Everybody making believe something. Why don't you go to the gate when she passes and say, I saw you come out. What are you doing with your mother's fur coat on? Isn't she home?
Oh, I couldn't do that, Cecil. That would be rude.
No, it wouldn't. It would be fun. Come on, let's do it.
No, you just want to talk to her.
I don't even know her.
And you're not missing anything.
You know, I've just discovered why Kitten is a good name for you.
Why?
You have the makings of a wonderful cat.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'll just tell you a thing or two, Mr. Cecil.
Don't bother. It's not worth it.
Cecil, will you do me a favor?
What? Go run around the block?
No, it's something else. Will you?
Tell me what it is.
Well, the girl next door is just going to walk around the block. She'll be around the corner in just a minute.
Are you a mind reader?
Well, I know. That's what she always does.
Maybe she needs the exercise.
She needs someone to take her down off her high horse. That's what she needs.
Oh, and you're that someone, huh?
Well, yes, I'd like to. So will you please do me a little favor?
I know. You don't want me to give her a tumble when she passes.
No, it's not that. I want you to, it's kind of silly.
Yeah, I know it, but what is it? You want me to go out on the lawn and stand on my head?
No, I want you to, to act like you're very, very interested in what I'm saying. You know, sit down on the step below me and sort of look up into my eyes.
What's the connection?
Well, I know. Please, won't you? I want her to see us like that.
You said she wouldn't look in here.
Oh, she'll look out of the corner of her eye, I know.
Well, what's the idea of me posing like we were going to take a picture?
Please, Cecil. I want her to think that I have you at my feet.
Oh, rats. I won't do it.
Oh, Cecil, please. It won't hurt you and... Oh, please.
Oh, it's silly. There's no sense to it. What does she care where I am? She doesn't even know who I am.
I know. That's what makes it all the better.
I'm not going to park at your feet and stargaze in your eyes for her benefit. Oh, I'd feel stupid.
That's all right, Cecil. It wouldn't show.
No, I won't do it.
Cecil, well, will you put your head in my lap, please?
I'm not sleepy.
Oh, please, Cecil. You know, just like you were resting. Won't you do that for me?
What for?
For her.
Her who?
The girl next door.
Oh, Sally, you're wibbly. You're goofy.
Well, will you please smile at me then and talk?
What about?
Oh, anything. And please don't look at her when she passes.
Well, I didn't get a good look at her when she came out of the house.
Well, that's all right. I'll tell you what she looks like later.
Look, what's she stopping on the corner for?
Don't look at her, Cecil.
Oh, act your age. What do you want to let her bother you for?
Huh, act your age. I should let her bother me. Why, I don't even know that she exists.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Cecil, as one last favor, will you do something for me? It's not much, please.
What?
Well, will you hold my hand when...
Will I what?
Will you hold my hand when she passes?
What's the matter with your hand?
Nothing.
Well, what do you want me to hold it for?
Oh, Cecil, you don't understand. Goodness, I'd hate to be as dumb as you are.
Don't worry. You are.
Well, my hand is cold.
Sit on it.
Cecil, you're the meanest person when you try to be.
I'm not trying. Why should I make a monkey out of myself just because a girl you don't like is going to pass your house?
Oh, don't bother then. I wouldn't want you to make a bigger monkey out of yourself. But don't you forget. I'll remember this. Just you wait and see.
Fine. That's a good idea. Let's attract her attention when she comes by starting a big fight. Oh, we'll just scream and holler at each other. She can't help but notice. Come on, that'll be fun.
Cecil, if you dare, I'll never speak to you again.
Well, you want her to look in here, don't you?
Yes, but for another reason.
Well, I'll guarantee that she'll look.
Cecil, what are you going to do?
You just leave this to me. I'm going to do something.
Oh, Cecil, please don't. Please. I didn't mean to call you a monkey. It just slipped out. I'm sorry. Please don't do anything.
Don't worry. I'm not going to whistle at her.
If you do anything, I'll just die. Please, Cecil, I'm begging you.
Save your tears, little gal.
Cecil, I'm going in the house.
You can't now. She's already seen you. Here she comes.
Cecil, don't look at her. What are you going to do? Please, don't do it.
I'm going to attract her attention.
Oh, goodness. Why didn't I go in the house while I had a chance?
Oh, because I wouldn't go with you.
Don't speak to me.
Well, that's what you said.
Cecil, here she comes. Please look at me and smile.
How's this?
Please don't make faces. Talk to me. Well, haven't we had a lovely day today, Cecil?
Oh, I thought you said that you didn't want to speak to me.
Oh, why, of course not. I was just joking. That's all.
Oh, you funny person. What are you so red about, Sally?
Oh, Cecil, dear. Didn't we have a lovely time at the country club last night? And, oh, yes, won't we have a lovely time when we go down to the hotel dancing tonight? But then I'm so fed up on those things. They're so boring, you know. I mean, they are. They really are.